This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Pastor Hans Overdoen speaking. Speaking the truth in love. How that is so much needed in our times. This also is what the Apostle Paul calls for in Ephesians 4:15 as the calling and mark of a faithful Christian church and ministry and of every genuine believer. What should characterize the Christian is this, that we go about speaking the truth in love. Is this also what you are about in your life? When Paul talks about speaking the truth, he says that over against promoting error and false teaching in any way at all. In Ephesians 4, verse 14, Paul talks about not being as those tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Telling there about getting caught up with, and even promoting, all kinds of error and heresy. Instead, says Paul, we are to be about speaking the truth, knowing and upholding the true gospel, the only gospel of Jesus Christ, as revealed to us in the Holy Bible, from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. And speaking that truth in love, with love. Let us think about this some more. Without question, it is a relevant topic. Speaking the truth in love. Let us first see how really this is what God Himself is all about, beyond any question at all. Over and over in the Bible, we can read about God that He is true and right in all His ways. In Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, the Lord is described as the God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is He. And in John 14:6, Jesus says of Himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by Me. And in 1 John 5, verse 6, we read of the Holy Spirit, that He's the Spirit of truth, or the Spirit is truth, it says there. The whole triune God, in other words, you see, is the God who speaks truth always. And in Titus 1, 2, we are told, the Lord God cannot lie. The Lord our God, the only true God, as He is described in John 17, verse 3, is the God who always only speaks the truth. And how does God speak the truth? How does He speak it? Well, always, He's speaking the truth in love. God is about speaking the truth in love when He makes plain not only the righteous judgment of God upon sin, but at the same time proclaims also the Savior from sin, Jesus Christ, whom He promised to send even the day of man's fall into sin. All through the Old Testament too, God spoke truth about His righteous wrath against sin and sinners, but God did so in love, for all the while He was also preparing for the coming of His Son to suffer as Savior, the wrath of God on sinners' behalf. In and with Jesus Christ, come to this earth, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved, John 3:17. Do we not see God speaking the truth in love? Do you understand God speaking the truth in love when sending His Son, Jesus Christ, come to seek and to save sinners, and calling to come unto Him to be saved from sin, not only from among the Jews, but among the Gentiles too? Indeed, on the cross of Calvary especially, with Jesus the righteous one hanging there as one cursed and crucified, bearing the wrath of God for sin in the sinner's place, being the Lamb of God who through His shed blood takes away the sin of the world. Do you not see most clearly God speaking the truth in love? Look at Jesus and Him crucified, and behold God speaking the truth about His holiness, His law, His justice, but also the truth about His mercy, His grace, His love. The blood of Jesus shed on the cross tells of God speaking the absolute truth about Himself and about the wages of sin, and God doing so in amazing, astounding, infinite love. Do you understand the cross of Jesus as God speaking there the truth in love? If you don't so view Jesus on the cross, you don't really understand the gospel message. What is most sad and tragic is that all too many around us have no time for nor respect for God's holy word, telling us the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they do not know nor care that in this book, the Bible, God is speaking truth in love to us. The result is mankind is left pursuing all kinds of lies and falsehood and error, which is not given in love, nor does it promote love, but only confusion and sin and hatred before God and man. Don't we see this all around us in our day, in our society, and in our world? So many are being tossed about to and fro, not knowing what they believe or who to believe. How true the words of G.K. Chesterton, who said, when people turn away from God and His Word, it is not that they then believe in nothing, but they then believe in anything. Such is our age, tragically so. But God still now comes to us speaking the truth, the all-time absolute gospel truth for all peoples, and He speaks the truth to us in love. In His name, as Christian Church, our calling is to proclaim the truth in love, explaining and applying from God's Word about man's sin and misery left to ourself, and about the only remedy for sin being Jesus Christ the Savior, and the necessity of repenting of sin and believing on Christ, and calling us to the only way of true godliness and thanksgiving, drawing from Jesus and living by His Spirit and Word. All through the ages, no matter the resistance and opposition against God's Word, the Lord God has taken care that His Word yet be spoken, and that it be spoken in love and care for sinful mankind. Does this move you too, and melt your heart as well? That God, even now, through this simple message of His Word over the radio, is speaking the truth in love in your ears too, that you might truly know Christ as Savior and Lord, and grow up in all things into Him and for Him, and live in a loving relationship with God to His praise and honor. Are you truly listening to God's Word and ever grateful for His Word? Every true Christian surely prizes God's Word very much, and daily so even. How is that with you, dear listener? Here let me move on to my second main point about how speaking the truth in love is not just something God Himself is all about, but it is what He calls us to be about, especially as confessing Christians and those so favored with hearing God's Word freely and repeatedly. We are to be about, in turn, speaking the truth in love in our families and in our communities and within our churches and to the whole wide world. Speaking the truth to others, beginning with our children, means teaching them clearly what the Bible teaches about our sinful and lost condition by nature. We must make clear to our children and others the seriousness and hopeless depth and extent of man's sin problem, our sin problem, left to ourselves. Don't minimize sin to just some wrong things we people sometimes do, but teach, as the Bible teaches, sin as the most serious, solemn, devastating, eternally fatal condition of our heart and life, and that except we be born again and saved with a God-approved salvation that is perfect and just, we cannot be saved. Speak the truth, too, and only in and with Jesus can true salvation be found. And why? Considering Jesus' perfect person and His perfect life lived on sinners' behalf and His perfect sin-atoning sacrifice paid in punishment for sin in the sinner's place. We need to stress the necessity for being saved through Jesus and coming to Him in repentance of sin and in the way of true faith in Him. God speaks the truth with love, emphasizing the necessity of salvation from God, but in the context of the gospel, where God freely offers all that is necessary unto our complete salvation. We need to speak the gospel truth in tender love and care towards others, bringing the hope of the gospel. We misrepresent the God of truth if we don't also proclaim Him as a God of infinite compassion for sinners, with whom full redemption is found for all, in and through Jesus Christ, the Savior, and believing on Him. How important also that all who confess to be Christians speak the truth in love to others, in a way that we also ourselves reflect and practice what we say. Listen to this poem entitled Leading by Example, which very much brings out the importance of modeling what we teach and preach. The poem reads, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely show the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example is always clear. The best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds. For to see the good in action is what everybody needs. I can say I'll learn how to do it if you let me see it done. I can watch your hand in action, but your tongue too fast may run. Although the lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, I'd rather learn my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you and the fine advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. Author unknown. Isn't that poem right on, as we would say? Will it help you to take care to be speaking the truth in love, in a way that those in your home and community know it and see it also reflected in your own life? Thinking of this calling of the Christian church and of every true believer, who listening as a Christian will not know and feel himself or herself insufficient for the task? But let that all the more sincerely and repeatedly draw and drive us then to Christ to receive from Him in all our needs. God gives no responsibilities to His people for which He will not also equip us, even as we time and again humbly and heartily depend on Him. And God graciously promises His blessing on the witness of His people, speaking the truth in love. Here we come also briefly yet to our third main point, about how God indeed, according to His sovereign good pleasure, does crown the witness of His people in their family life, in their generations often, and beyond to others as well. You see, God the Holy Spirit works and applies salvation and strengthens His people and causes them to grow in grace and go onward in His ways, always through His Word. The Word of God spoken and shared and lived out in truth, in love, is that which time and again, according to God's sovereign good pleasure, is food for God's people, nourishing us in His ways, and is the seed of regeneration also to those still lost in sin. History proves the vast number of the saved are those who are raised in the context of God's Word and having the truth spoken at home and at church and at school, even in love. God speaking the truth in love. And you and I speaking the truth in love by God's grace is a divine means for the increase of God's church and the coming of His kingdom, even all across the globe. God is about speaking the truth in love, and having many more be about this too, in His name. Will you so live too, by God's grace? I pray no one listening will ignore and despise and reject even the God who speaks the truth in love. For how will you escape? How will any escape if we are under that truth in love and reject it? Rather, may it be that we each and all, by God's grace, respond in true faith and repentance and obedience to the God of the Bible, and that we reflect Him to others, you in your small corner, and I in mine, always being about this, speaking the truth in love, in a world that's full of deceit and the lie. Will you be such a light to the praise of God? Yes, is this what you will be about too, truly and increasingly, speaking the truth in love? Amen. A free copy of this message is available upon request by writing to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at frcna.org. Listen again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth. Thank you for listening.